Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Long hold, the kick, the delivery.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out with a cutter. Scherzer gets the chance to finish Gordon off, and he does. He strikes him out for strikeout number 9.
7 innings, couple of runs, 9 punchies for Max Scherzer in his most recent start, coming back after missing some time against the Miami Marlins. He was his old self. Mad Max joins us now on the hotline. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, for our weekly appointment. Every homestand you hear him exclusively only on G&D. What's up, Max? How you been, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Appreciate you hopping aboard. Thanks so much for the time. I want to start with the home run. What else would we begin with? Long time coming, my friend. First ever, and it wasn't like a wall scraper. You annihilated that baseball.
Yeah, I gotta say it was a tank, but yeah, what a fluke. And that's all I can say is that, I mean, I'm trying to hit the ball almost the other way in that situation. Sure enough, I catch a slider coming in on my bat, and they say home run pitches are thrown, not hit, and I can attest to that.
So you obviously guessed slider, right? I mean, how does that work? You're not thinking deep there. You're a pitcher who's never hit one. So take me through the whole thing. You knew as soon as it left your bat, though, you couldn't even stop smiling rounding first.
Yeah, as soon as I hit it, I was like, oh, crap. I knew exactly what just happened. Like, you gotta be kidding me that I just hit a home run. I was so happy. I mean, in this weird, like, happy pain moment, because I knew basically after the first, my neck was, pretty messed up, that, probably wasn't going to be able to go back out there. You know, was doing everything we could to, try to loosen it up, put the red hot on to try to get it going. And frankly, I was hoping to bunt so I didn't have to swing, because I was worried, because it hurt for me to look left. And so, sure enough, but it kept my head still, and so I was able to put a good swing on it and get one to go.
You got a hit streak now too, Max, because you got a base hit, you're at bat after that, and your next start against the Marlins. So they must think that you're Jake Arrieta or something, who's got this sweet swinging stick. I mean, who's hearing it the most from you? Like, is it the wife? I know Erica was tweeting, I'll never hear the end of this. Is it someone in the clubhouse? Who are you just wearing out about all this?
Really, I think it's Dusty and Jock. I think they've gotten the brunt of it the most, letting them know that, because I feel like they've always kind of doubted me. They always, they kind of look at pictures. They don't like, they don't think they're athletes, and stuff like that. And so, when people, go after that, that's when I get a little sensitive, and that's when I like to fire back.
Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny, the home run king of the Nationals pitching staff all of a sudden. You mentioned the neck. Get into that.
Strauss. No, we got to correct that. Strauss has got the most power, and he's got the most. He also has one on the year too.
Yeah, but doesn't he only have one in his career, or does he have two now?
I want to say he has two. So okay. Actually, the home run king on the Nationals is actually Gio. He actually has three,
which is outrageous, by the way. But if you guys were hitting for power, like if exhibition right before the home run derby at Nats Park last year, you guys all come out, Strauss would hit the farthest home run, you're saying?
Oh, yeah, hands down. Strauss has got unreal power.
I would bet on Joe
pitchers.
Ross.
Yeah. Joe's got a great swing. He's got some power, too. But I'm still going to take Strauss.
Wow, interesting. All right, tell me about the neck, then, because this is kind of one of those mysteries. So it sounds like you knew before the game started you were in a little bit of trouble. You just couldn't get it right. Is it actually from sleeping bad? I mean, you guys are in great hotels, great beds. What happened?
If I had to reflect on this, the neck was a little weak. And then when I went to Miami, I slept on it wrong. And that just got everything out of alignment. And was able to try to get some treatment to it and everything. And then I slept on it wrong again. And I woke up that day, that day, as soon as I woke up, I started talking to the trainer. I was like, hey, man, I'm not doing well right now. And so we tried to do everything we could to get ready for the game, to make the start. I kind of warmed up all right. Thought I was going to be able to at least go 5 innings, and at least give the team something. But then when I got there for the first inning, I knew through that first inning, that really didn't feel too good. And so, you know, we're in conversations like, okay, if we're at the same level, if this doesn't get better by the next inning, you know, I got to come out of the ball game. And so in the middle, that's just how it kind of happened. And so when I went back out there for the second inning, you know, I could just tell in that first warm up that it's actually tighter. And that's when I knew I needed to come out of the ball game. But I just got chiropractic adjusted. You know, I've had, you know, something similar to this before. And so I know how to take care of it. You know, you get the adjustments by the chiropractor, feels great, relieves a lot of the pressure. And then you just got to go through some strengthening exercises in the neck. And, you know, you get this, you can wipe that stuff out pretty quick. So, you know, for me, I'm actually not worried about this really at all.
Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny. One of the things I love about you is it seems like you know your body so well. You know, Dusty will come out, or most recently it'll be Maddux at 113 pitches or something, and it looks like you're just spent. And you'll basically say, get that bleep away from me. I'm getting this bleeping guy, and we can see it in high definition. And then sure enough, you get the guy, right? But then there's an outing like this where after one inning, you go out, you throw the one warm-up pitch, and you just say, I'm done. And you walk off and you say sorry, and you're mad about it, but you know I'm not pushing through it. Has that come with time, or have you always been that in tune with your body? Because most guys are not at the level you are in that regard.
Well, those injuries, those two scenarios, those are on the extremes. Feeling great and knowing your body, and then feeling terrible and coming out of the ball game. A lot of times, it's the ones that are in between. You know, you gotta respect the schedule. You gotta respect the off days. You gotta respect everything that's gonna go on within the game, and just being constant communication. You know, with trainers, Mad Dog. About where you're at, and try to give them as good as a picture of, where do you see the finish line? Where do you think you're going to be done? Because that's one of the most important things, is to be able to tell your manager, tell your pitching coach that, hey, look, at this point in time, I'm done. Because you got to protect yourself. You have to understand that you can't always take the ball over a 6-month season, because you're just going to just hurt yourself. You're going to blow. And so you have to find different situations where you do, take the blow, you do hand the ball, and you're almost asking to come out of the game. And that's okay. For every time that happens, there will be a time where I sit there and say, I'm strong, I'm good to go. And I feel like that helps earn the trust of everybody involved, that when I say, hey, I'm good to go, that means I'm good to go.
Max Scherzer last year had a batting average against at 199, and he won the Cy Young Award. This year it's at 170, and as of right now, it looks like he's going to win a second straight Cy Young Award. Joe West got suspended for talking about Adrian Beltre. We really never see umpires get suspended. I'm curious about your relationship with umpires, though. Like, do you know them all on first-name basis? Will you walk out as you're about to have your start and have a quick conversation, or when you walk up to the plate to bat? How does it work to try to have a bond with those guys? Because I'd imagine it's like anything else. You want your college professor, when they're debating what grade they're putting in, to like you a little bit.
Okay, first, Joe West got suspended? What did I miss?
Yeah, he got suspended for 3 games because he talked in the USA Today about Adrian Beltre being the guy that complains the most about balls and strikes. And umpires never get suspended.
Wow.
I guess baseball and the umpires union were unhappy that he kind of publicly outed a player as an attributed quote to him, saying that this is a guy that complains. Now, he also said he has a good relationship with Adrian Beltre, but he said that he literally had a quote where he said basically he remembers a recent time where there was a ball that split the plate in half, and Beltre turned around and said it was outside, and he basically said he's the guy that complains the most. And so they didn't like that he mentioned that, so they suspended him.
Right. And, wow. For me, honestly, you know a lot of guys. Most of the umpires, and you try to have as good a relationship as possible. And I think the thing I try to appreciate is, look, they're human. They're going to make mistakes. And a lot of times, if I show emotion over a call, it's just a reactionary, obviously you want every pitch, but I'm never trying to question their ability at calling strikes. A lot of times, if I really do have a question, I'll ask them like, "Hey, where'd you have that pitch?" And they'll give you a thing, and then you try to go in between innings and look at that video and try to say like, hey, you were right. You know, I was wrong. You know, that pitch is actually an inch off the plate. Good eye. Or, hey, that's right on the corner. I need that probably half the time. You know, a lot of times, as players, we know when they're, you know, coming right there on the black part of the plate, you're going to get that call maybe 50% of the time. And so a lot of times you'll just tell them, hey, that's a 50-50 call. I just need to get that next time. And so they actually appreciate when, you know, they understand how tough it is for their job to do behind the plate.
Dulles Motor Cars fan question of the week. Every time Max Scherzer is on the show, you have a chance to ask him a question. Joey wants to know your thoughts on the recently revamped bullpen and how much their success after the seventh inning changes the way you guys feel about games in the clubhouse.
Oh, they're great. You know, I think we just ran some bad luck before with the guys because we had some pretty good arms down there. But these guys that we brought over, man, they're strike throwers. They come in, they throw strikes. They're confident. They know what they're doing. They got great stuff. You know, it's been a joy to watch Kinsler, you know, Doggy, and, you know, Doolittle all go out there and have success. You know, they come in, they got, you know, they throw hard. They got, you know, with Kinsler, he's got tremendous sink. And they know how to pitch. You know, they've been around the league long enough, and they got some pretty good personalities as well.
Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny. Are you in at all? I'm curious, before I let you go, on Mayweather-McGregor. I don't know what your guys' schedule is on the 26th, if you'll be able to watch. Like, do you care at all about that fight as a sports fan?
Well, I've never watched another Mayweather fight after the last Pacquiao fight, when it was just a pillow fight. But... here we go again. I'm going to have to watch another Mayweather fight, but hopefully I'm actually cheering for McGregor. I really want him to just knock Pacquiao out and actually get into a fight. You know, Mayweather, I get it. He's the best. I mean, he's the best technical boxer of all time. You know, he is really good at his job, but man, for as much as he talks, I'd love to see McGregor go in there and knock him out.
Well, he's got a quote today where he basically said he owes people that bought that Pacquiao fight that you're talking about that it's not going to be defensive, and he's going to go after McGregor. There's going to be action, which, by the way, it'd be the first time in his career he really fought that way, so I don't believe him. But he did say that, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, until I'm just going to get duped again. I'm going to watch the fight. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
That's how I feel, too. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to spend money. I'm going to hate it. I'm going to complain about it after, but I'm willingly doing it, and I know it. Hey, Max, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate the time, as always.
All right, appreciate it.
Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny. On the mound with Max, he is rolling again. 7 clean 2-run innings with 9 punchies after having been pushed back because of that neck pain that he just described for us. Scott McLuhan is on Twitter. Better than that, he's very honestly answering questions about Redskins players from fans. I'll explain next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.